Hello, everyone, and welcome to Edge Talk Radio. My name is Angela Zabel. That's me. And today we are here with Tony Gazzi, and we are going to be having so much fun talking about bridging the dimensions, channel of the Antares, praying mantis beings. And Tony is from Washington, D.C. I highly, highly encourage you check him out. I will be giving his information later. But thank you so much for being here, Tony. And as we go through, who am I? My name is Angela Zabel. I have been connected with spirit, working with the team in the non-physical my entire life, sharing messages from a multitude of realms with people. I am a teacher, coach, medium, radio show host, writer, retreat host, gallery reader, offering speaking engagements, guidance, mediumship, intuition, doing online and in-group, in-person group sessions. I have classes and also the Amplified Universe monthly membership. This is all about growing our connection to us, our world, and our role in it. So make sure to join me. And I also work with people all around the world sharing knowledge that is so important, especially now. Find me on pretty much all the social media, but go to my website, angelazabel.com. And today we are here with Edge Magazine. Edge Magazine is the leading events and media resource dedicated to all aspects of holistic living, health, wellness, and the mysteries beyond. Sharing information, wisdom, resources, and committed to promoting individuals and businesses, organizations who support our collective journey to wholeness and balance. They're currently distributed in 30 states and Canada, with up to 30 states in Canada, that's right, and Mexico, with over 17,000 magazines per printing and a vibrant online magazine with over 42,000 people reached per month. Have a magazine shipped to your door, stay up to date with the newsletter, or become a drop spot. Go to edgemagazine.net. And also, just a little FYI, the Edge Life Reawakened is coming up, and if you need tickets, scan the QR code. It's 8th, March 8th and 9th. So today we are here with Tony Gazzi, a channel, cosmic communicator, spiritual guide, executive coach, and inspirational speaker dedicated to bringing helping humanity awaken to higher consciousness as a channel for the praying mantis beings from the Antares. I'll get that right. Stargate. Tony serves as a bridge between dimensions, sharing wisdom, guidance, and healing energies from the advanced benevolence, extraterrestrial, and extra-dimensional beings, known for their profound understanding of unity, unconditional love, creativity, and the spiritual evolution. The Antarian praying mantis beings deliver transformative messages through Tony, empowering individuals to step into their highest potential. He has a background in self-development and blends universal truths with practical tools for personal growth, inspiring audiences to embrace self-awareness, authenticity, and Tony is very authentic, I'll tell you that right now. Expansion of self and power of inner transformation, his unique ability to integrate esoteric knowledge and actionable life strategies makes his work accessible and impactful to spiritual seekers and skeptics alike. Tony's mission is to assist others in realigning with their soul's purpose and unlocking the infinite possibilities with magic within. Through his dynamic talks, workshops, and private sessions, he provides clarity, healing, and renewed sense of connection to the cosmos and one's inner self. He is a passionate advocate for the interdimensional communication and the unity consciousness. Tony believes that messages from the Antares, Stargate beings, hold the keys to advancing humanity's spiritual evolution and co-creating a future filled with magic, magnificence, and miracles. And I am right on board with that. His work continues to inspire those seeking deeper meaning, higher guidance, and the courage to step into their unique light. Find out more about Tony at tonygazzi.com, and it is TonyGhazi.com. He's also on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Twitter. And a lot of those are the Antarian Heart. And he is currently offering one-on-one sessions, group channeling, corporate spiritual coaching, guidance, land clearing, sound and light language activation. He will also be at the Sedona Ascension Retreat, March 12th through the 18th, the Disclosure Fest, June 20th through the 24th at Castaic Lake, California, Sedona Cosmic Awakening, August 29th through the 31st, and he also offers unique one-of-a-kind praying mantis crystal skulls, and he now has a new channeling course online, so make sure to check that out. Tony, I am so excited for you to be here. I can't wait, and my team can't wait for you to be here either. And I just want to say welcome and thank you so much. And just a little bit of how in the world did you go from your regular world to this?
Oh my goodness, Angela, thank you so much for such a beautiful welcome, beautiful introduction, for having read my whole bio, which is amazing. Oftentimes people just read like the first few sentences and they're done. Which is really cool too. So thank you for honoring it. And I'll be at the Lemurian Expo. That's in Mount Shasta. I was just invited on the big stage. Just so you know, I'll add that onto onto my website soon.
Very cool.
Thank you. So how did I begin? Oh my goodness! Listen, when COVID came, literally when COVID hit, and the whole US shut down, you know, like my husband was glued to the TV every day. Everybody else was probably like glued to the TV too, trying to figure out what the next step is. Fear tactics, I don't know what else, put a mask on like 6 feet away, da 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 da. All of that just didn't make sense to me. Like I was still super asleep then, but it just didn't make sense. I'm like, I don't want to live in the world like this. I'm not going to subscribe to this reality. Like I just said that without really like realizing what I was saying. And I would go outside and like oftentimes, like, you know, I wouldn't wear a mask because like, no, I'm love and light. And I would say these things, not comprehending what I was saying, really, because I wasn't like yet awakened. But I'm love and light and I'm cool and like, I'm love and I'm light. Nothing can enter that vibration unless it's of love and if of life. So whatever there is virus, is mask, whatever, you know. So that kind of began my search on like what's happening to me, like in a sense. And because like during COVID, like jobs kind of subsided in the first like few months because people didn't know like what the new paradigm is. Are you going to be able to go to work? How it's going to like function? So like the first few months I had a little bit of a lull. So I'm a realtor and I sell real estate and I've been selling real estate like for a while and I'm extremely busy. Like I work hours and hours, like 18 hours a day for days and days and days and days and days. So like when COVID came, that kind of went down to like 3 hours a day maybe, which to me is like, wow, I have all this time in the world. What do I do then? Which was like, and like, that's another traumatic thing. Cause I'm like, I'm so on the go that all of a sudden I have all these hours. I was lost. I didn't know what to do with these hours. And I wasn't very good about self-loving myself. That's something I just began learning last year after 43 years. So like when that happened, because we had a little bit of extra time, you know, I began watching the Gaia channel, if you've heard of it.
Absolutely.
Right. It's a channel that has consciousness, meditation, UFOs and disclosure, all the woo-woo stuff exists there kind of. And it was a new channel for me. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, because look, listen, if you don't know that there is this show out there, you don't know you need to search for that show, right? So all of a sudden these shows begin like appearing on Gaia about channeling, about extraterrestrials, about like beyond. One specific one is called Interview with Extra Dimensionals with Ruben Langdon, where it was, I think, two or three seasons and he had about 8 to 12 guests on there. And like Bashar was one of them. A lot of the OGs of they've been channeling since, I don't know, the 80s, were on there, you know? And all kinds of beings, like Pleiadian and like Bashar Sassani. And I think there was one woman that did Mantis and some other person that did like light particles or something. I don't know. Like all these things were like new to me. I was watching like that show, not really comprehending. There was no context at all. I understand the English of it, like obviously, but no context, but yet I'm not like switching it off as foreign as all these topics like were to me yet, and as confusing and as no, like there was no context at all. I was not watching it.
Right.
Not only that, I became obsessive. I'm like, I want to understand this. And I would rewatch it over and over again. So like for the next 2 months, I watched the two seasons, like 24, I think, episodes, probably like 6 times each. And oftentimes it will happen in the middle of the night. I would wake up, I don't know, around 2 or 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. where I can't sleep and I'm a great sleeper. And I realize now is like that I get a lot of downloads like during those moments where you absolutely like when I say I'm a good sleeper, I sleep sound. I can take cat naps like during the day on call, and I wake up like I never had issues like with sleeping, but all of a sudden as I was awakening, I literally cannot sleep for 2 or 3 hours. My body's exhausted. My mind's like, oh, what's happening here? I'm like watching things just to exhaust my body to fall asleep. Eventually, I really like found out that the real work is happening then. And I don't need to know what's happening, just like surrender. So oftentimes I would wake up and I would rewatch those episodes. Now, it took a year to really comprehend like what I watched, like, a year ago, right? Because like what I realized like 1 year later is that show really planted a lot of the seeds of all of these esoteric knowledge that like began unlocking on my path. And like really like when I say it was an overnight thing that like my husband's like, what's happening to you? I'm like, I have no idea, but you know what you know. You begin to develop the sense of knowingness where it doesn't matter if there's proof or if there's no proof, if your husband believes you or like your neighbor or the world like could be saying like one story, but you are jiving with one story with one like completely with one completely other story. That knowingness becomes like part of you. So I just knew what I knew and I ran with it. So that was the beginning of it, if that's good enough up to this point.
I love that. And one of the things, so my team is saying they want people to realize, just like you explained, you didn't know why you were watching it and you kept watching and rewatching. It's as they're saying, think of it like when you start school in kindergarten, you couldn't fathom what you're going to be learning in high school or college. You couldn't fathom that. So you're learning a bit at a time and you keep building on that learning. And they just want to make that out there to let people know. A lot of times that's what happens when you start awakening, is you are just fixated on one thing and you'll rewatch because you're picking up more that's in there. And my team is also saying that's something with you that is so important. You may be bringing through a message, but that message is filled with so much other energy and so many other, they're just saying unspoken words in languages that we can't maybe even pick up as a human, but that is being felt by our intuitive body. That is being felt by us as we are awakening. So that is one of the, they're just saying one of the caveats with what you do is there are so many levels and dimensions that are coming through whenever you are speaking, whenever you are talking, whenever you are working with people, and they just want people to understand the differences.
I'm just showing you chills. I have chills just to confirm. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because I've been recently saying when I channel or like when I speak, try to go beyond the words. And even if you cannot are like unable, like the illusion of the inability to go like beyond the words, it's a multi-dimensional aspect of what's being spoken. There are multiple dimensions, and this whole packet of like light codes of all kinds of like you have sound vibration, like you have color frequencies, you have all kinds of other vibrations our minds cannot even comprehend that exist out there is in being really embedded and being received by your field. So thank you for saying that. Thank you for your guides, for saying that.
Absolutely. And they just want you to, they're just also saying that we are absorbing what is being said in the unspoken. And that is where people feel that lightness because you're getting it here inside, especially on the heart level. And you are awakening more. You're realizing who you are. And you are helping so many people do that. So thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Angela. And I have more chills just to let you know. You see the chills? There
Oh,
is.
I see them. I
Yeah,
see
no, they're
them.
heavy. I get chills for confirmation oftentimes. Thank you, Angela. Yeah, and look, the more you step into who you are, the more you realize that you're infinite. The more you realize you're infinite, the more you realize I want to experience my infiniteness. And that means everything. So like the praying mantises have been talking about, and this was in the past 3 or 4 months, that like humanity lives on the surface of the words.
Yes.
We
Yeah.
say things we don't comprehend what we're saying. We say, oh, unity, love, I love everyone. No, you don't love everyone. Period. They said, each and every one of you conditionally loves everything, everyone else. You do not unconditionally, truly unconditional loving. Because unconditional loving is truly loving and honoring that, because we're all ascended masters, right? That's
Yes.
the other thing. There's no I'm not becoming an ascended master. You're not becoming. You are. You're just awakening to the ascended mastery of who you are, right?
I love that.
Totally. We all are.
Absolutely.
None of us is
Absolutely.
disempowered. Like, disempowerment is an illusion. It really is. And it's part of what we chose to do. We wanted to jump into this whole world of like forgetting that we are ascended masters. And through that forgetfulness, we're reawakening to how masterful, powerful, loving, unconditionally amazing beings, magical, miraculous we are. And like, once you begin to vibrate and once you begin to see yourself, because I never saw myself as a unconditioned loving being or like ascended master. There's a lot of devaluing of who I am, and of course society and the school system don't even get me started on the school system. So
I get you
another
right there.
thing, I know we gotta have a whole episode on the whole
Oh,
school, the grading system, that if you get an A you're smart, if you get a B you're less smart, if you get a D you're stupid. None of that exists. That's all illusions. We're all intelligent beings. We all experience things, understand things, absorb things, and we all have a role on how we are meant to share our life and our perspective so the next ascended master can see themselves through our lens. We're all mirrors to each other. Literally, we are. I mean, oh my God, there's so much to talk about. I don't even
I
know where to
love
go.
that. I absolutely love that because that's one of the things my team has been saying too, is for people to realize you are whole. You are this amazing being who has a space and has a seat at the table with all of the other ascended masters because you are them. But we have been taught we are not them, and now we are relearning we absolutely are.
Exactly. And I'm becoming more popular online, right, on social media. And with more popularity or I guess more followings, you get different views, right?
Yes.
So I've been getting some hate mail, which I've never received hate mail in my life. I'm like, what is that? Do people still hate? Like, it's so foreign to me. And a lot of it is, really comes from a religious aspect, like Christianity. And I grew up Christian. I grew up Greek Orthodox for all of my life. So I know Mother Mary, Jesus. I prayed for years and years and years, and I still do. But now I recognize they are me. They are not
Yes.
outside of me, but we were taught the outside of us. So we're always hoping they change our life. They would create miracles. They would create abundance when it's always been within us. It's all that energies are within our hearts. So anyhow, so I get these hate mails from these super religious like people. Where we're like, I would dialogue with them like from a very open heart space, right? Because I'm honoring their journey. I'm like, I get where you are. Believe me, I was exactly where you are. And if like you came to me 10 years ago or 8 years ago, I'd be like, you're freaking crazy. Like, I don't even, you know what I mean? So I get you. So like they would open up little by little, and like they're surprised that my dialogue with them is not combative. And I'm not trying to change you. I totally honor your journey where you are, and I see you fully. But like their response sometimes, like, oh, like the Bible said this, and then I would like, I'm like, we'd go back and forth about, okay, how the Bible was, like it was created, the many translations, like from one language like to another, let alone you like telling me like one thing in English and me retranslating it in English, that probably sounds culturally different. So all these layers that get really like confusing. But it was a beautiful reflection for me to truly live what I say, which is if I say that I honor your journey and I honor like your view because you are an ascended master and you're mirroring back to me where I need to see. It was the most beautiful experience I had when, although on the outside it seemed like we're both on like polar like opposite sides of how we think, and we were. But I like was able like to see that like through that exchange of information, even though it like seemed like really like polar rised, that they were really like my mirror to show me what I need to see is I need to live what I say, that I'm honestly honoring your journey, and I thank you for speaking your truth, and I thank you for speaking your perspective and your lens, because they know what they know up to that point because of how expanded or unexpanded, unaware of their expansion they are. And that is creation. That is ascension. See, ascension has been so, I want to say, misdefined by our society that, oh, I live in the light, I'm having a great life, I'm having abundance, I'm happy, I'm loving. That's ascension. No. It's not ascension. That's one part of the infinite of ascension. Ascension is all of it. Even if you're having an awful day today and having pain or having sadness or feeling depressed or feeling suicidal or feeling you want to kill somebody, God forbid, or whatever, all of it is allowing you the opportunity to know more about what the infinite is. And when you begin to see, truly see and understand what I am an infinite being is, honestly comprehend what that means, unpack it multi, like dimensionally, that if I'm an infinite being and I'm all, not just the one aspect of what society said you can be, when I'm all, when you begin receiving all of it, you begin to experience what who you are as all these options, and you get to choose from that which like version of you you want to be today, the light or the dark or the between or the gray or the multicolored or whatever it is. So honoring like people's path and journey and begin to see them as ascended master. Like I was on stage about a month ago, I think I was in LA, a Conscious Expo, and I was talking, I just began talking about the fact, imagine you walking outside, like you wake up next morning and you walk outside and begin to recognize every person you see, every rock, every leaf, every plant, the sun, the moon, the wind, everything that your eye can visually see, even the car, the experiences that you are seeing, the things you're hearing on, everything that you are like witnessing are ascended masters around you, literally like mirroring back information for you to expand even like further. From that lens that I'm walking in a world of ascended masters, allowing me the mirror, the reflection back to see what I'm unable to see within myself. That's where the value is. That when you begin to redefine that every person out there, every leaf, every animal, every etc., are ascended masters, like showing me what I cannot see within me, then you begin to see the value in this reality. Do you know what I mean? And when you see from that lens, you're like, oh my God, I'm surrounded by knowledge. I have chills right now. I'm surrounded by all these beings that are helping me awaken. Because look, like, look, hold on just one second, like for your audience, like you see that.
Oh, there it goes. Yes.
Like when you begin to see it from that perspective, you your whole world like shifts. But when you like go out there and begin to see the world from what we were taught to see the world as, oh, he's like Republican, oh, he's Democrat, oh, there's unemployment, oh, he's a bad person, oh, this is, you should not be doing that, you should be doing this, this is the right thing to do. I'm creating my world from that lens, and of course I'm going to create my own bubble filled with that, with all that division, all that separation, all that judgment, all that non-oneness. You know, there is no right or wrong, like within the eyes of creation. Creation said, like through the praying mantises, creation never, ever, and will never see right or wrong. All of it is expansion. All of it is experience to allow you to understand that you are an infinite being. And if you comprehend really what infinity is, I'm an infinite being, there is no point where I have reached infinity. Infinity continues on going and going and going. So when you really comprehend that I will never reach the infinite because it continues on going and recreating and re-like forming, then the only now moment of creation to be, or the only moment of creation to be, is this now moment. Because when you fall fully and surrender fully into what's happening right now, whatever emotions I'm going through, if I'm happy, if I'm sad, if I'm suicidal, if I'm this, if I'm depressed, if I'm confused, if I'm embarrassed, if I'm ashamed, allow that simply to be creation itself. Even those feelings are creation. When you value them from that perspective, then this is it. You allowed it to be. You're not pushing it away. And then you have the experience or the opportunity to experience the next now moment of creation. And this is really what our life is. Like people say, what's the meaning of life? Is literally to feel and experience everything. That's it.
I love that. Absolutely love that. And the other, it's interesting because you started bringing up, my team had wanted to bring up talking about fear and when people challenge you and bringing up challenging people. And you've been talking about that already. And they just want to thank you for being on, they're saying on that same wavelength. And they're also saying that, of course, they're on the same wavelength because they, our teams, our other, the people we're working with, are working together. But I just want to thank you for letting people know to look at the challenging people, the challenging situations in life as an opportunity of growth. And those challenging people, like you said, they're divine beings. They're living, they're those ascended masters too. They're living their own definition of what they want to experience and to honor that. But boy, is it hard sometimes when people are very, very challenging to sit back and honor their journey.
Of course, because we've been so brainwashed, so conditioned that it should be this and not that, you know? And really, like, ascension is when you are able to see that. And look, this like doesn't mean that you completely agree with what that being has decided to. It's not about agreeing with them. It's about witnessing them and
Yes.
allowing them to figure out life and creation from their lens, from their perspective, from the codes that they have, because they received specific codes that you probably didn't receive, and you have some codes that probably they didn't receive. But that's creation, because if each and every one of us are the same beings, what's the point of life? It's one, it's like one, we're not homogeneous. That's the other thing. Each and every one of us have our own magical ingredients that allows us to expand and remember all, but also gives others the opportunity to see through our lens, through our different perspective, through our different like way of seeing what they cannot see because they don't have those codes. And this is how we help each other. You know what I mean?
Yes, I love the fact you said that because everyone is so unique and you brought your uniqueness out. And my team just wants to talk a little bit about how people want to emanate someone else, how they want to emulate someone else, how they want to be like someone else or do it just like someone else. And they're saying, why would you want to? Why would you not honor who you are? And that's something you have been doing. You have been honoring who you are. And you've been, they're just showing like you've been out ahead of the curve, out in the front of the pack, just doing it and believing and trusting. I love the nails and you're trusting who you are. And that's the biggest part of stepping into that ascended master, which you have been doing, is you have just been stepping into who you are. And trusting and believing and embracing, they're just showing embracing your uniqueness. That is so beautiful. So beautiful.
Thank you for saying that. And like your team is very tapped in because I haven't put on any of the social media, all the stuff I did, LA Conscious Expo,
Oh.
which is about sound, how we've been so conditioned to muffle our sound, which
Yes.
our sound means my creation, whatever I desire, whatever I feel, whatever I want to speak, whatever I want to create and express. We've been so suppressed in so many ways. And the history like shows us suppression, 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 suppression. If you don't look like this, then. But the key is we're all different and we all have specific ingredients that allows our humanity, our collective to ascend. And until you speak your truth, until you speak your mind, who you are, your desires, and you express from your lens, because no one else within the infinite, no other facet of the infinite will be able to see your perspective except you. That's how valuable you are. Your view on life, and I'm looking at the camera like for your audience, your view and the way you see your life, the way you experience your life, your the way you define and like navigate it is the only one way. Like you are the only facet, and there's no other facet like you. This is how special you are. Like you have to understand that beyond the words, each and every one of you is unique, and because of your uniqueness, you allow the infinite whole creation to understand what it is, but it can only understand what it is when you are being fully yourself. And when you begin to surrender into the unknown and being like you know, I keep telling people, I don't know like what I'm gonna be tomorrow, how I'm gonna look, what I'm gonna dress. I have no idea and I don't care to know. I actually don't wanna know. I wanna allow energies to guide me every day. What I'm gonna say, what I'm gonna be, how I'm gonna look, and my looks have been changing. I've been wearing dresses, I've never been called to wear a dress. My husband's like, what are you doing? I said, babe, I have to trust spirit. People have been enlightening, and I mean, I'm on big stages wearing a dress, and I'll show you some of the dresses. Like some of them are amazing, but it's creation. It's not a dress. In the fact, a man cannot wear a dress or a woman. That's all our limitation. A dress is creation, and it invokes within you. It allows you to be that other version, and by being that other version, you're being part of the infinite, right? And all kinds of attires that I've been putting on, all kinds of cool clothing that just brings out. So like we did a sound class when I was at LA Conscious Expo to really push people's boundaries, and we moaned sexually.
Sex is
Interesting. another thing that we
Yeah.
were taught not to do. Sex is literally, it's creation. Like, how am I, how was I created? Mom and dad had sex with each other. Like seriously, like, but like, this is how conditioned we have been not to talk about certain topics because they're labeled bad. The
Yes.
creation is just a rebirthing of who you are, a rebirth, right? Now, of course, it's all like facets of like sex and all these things, but when people hear the like the word moaning, their mind goes like sexual moaning. And I challenged, I had over 100 people in the class and people were waiting in line, couldn't get in. It was insane.
Wow.
One person walked away because she was walking with her dad, because she was like with her dad. And I challenged her in like, you know, in a super friendly way. Don't think of like moaning like from a sexual aspect. What we are training ourselves to is to hear our voice of creation, not the moaning aspect, the sexual part. Our sound. We have not learned to embrace what our sound is. So, like, people, like, okay, we're moaning, like, some sexually, and like others aren't. They're doing om or ah, or just the just sound who you are and hear who you are, receive, begin to say, it's okay for me to sound this way. And the act of sound is not what the music industry said that you should sound this way and this is a perfect sound. And that's the other thing. Go beyond all. It's not about sounding perfect. There is no perfection. It's about allowing your sound to emanate and receive it. Receive that flow of energy and connect with sound that comes in infinite ways, right? It was so amazing. And I had to honor that like young girl that walked out literally like the la at I'm like, you know, at the last part, because like because that's when we did like the moaning. And I had to honor her journey. I said, I honey, I honor your journey like fully. And I had to let her be, right? It's okay. She'll activate herself when she's like ready. But the rest of the class were just off. Like, for the first time, they went beyond the barrier of what we were told we can do. You know,
Yeah.
it's all exercise to begin, like pushing out the boundaries that was imposed on us, whether by our own story or by society or by culture or by parents or by your uncle or by education, et cetera, et cetera. When you begin to stretch beyond what you were told you can do, you like realize, wow, like, I sound good and I felt good, right? We go beyond the idea of like sex and moaning and all these things that are very like super like minuscule in the grand scheme of things, but it's pushing boundaries. What? And I always tell people in my class or when I'm like on stage, whatever society like told you cannot do and you shouldn't do, please with me do.
Yes.
Period.
I absolutely love that because one of the things that has been coming up is the limiting beliefs and us moving beyond our limiting beliefs. And when you start looking at limiting beliefs, man, they're everywhere. And you don't even know it until you start looking and then going, what am I supposed to believe anymore?
Exactly. And look, when you push, like, when you put, when like you push the taboo aspects of things, like the strong, like, this is why I wanted to really like work with moaning, because that will trigger people. When you get triggered, every time you get triggered, be happy. Every time you're triggered, know that it's an opportunity for you to literally break out of the barrier. Triggers are the biggest flag you can get. Just like, hey, you're right there. You're gonna break out of the matrix of limitation. And like you talked about fear earlier, fear is an ascended master.
Love it. So explain
Fear.
that a little bit more.
Yes. So fear is the most beautiful ascended master you can ever have. We were told that we shouldn't fear. That
Yes.
if you fear, I don't know, you're broken, you're this, you're not enough, I don't know what else, da da da. But fear is literally the last kind of like message or like step when you're on the edge. So like, let's say you're about to jump into the ocean off like this like big cliff. Like, fear is that last step before you jump. But why is fear screaming? And why are you feeling so afraid? It's because you're then about to break outside of the illusion of what that fear is trying to think you see. Because like, fear knows that the moment you break out of fear, you're gonna fall into a beautiful, blissful, newfound truth you never. But fear is designed to do just that. So the way that you redefine fear, if you define fear as I like shouldn't be afraid, right? Then like you're pushing away aspects that you're not allowing yourself to experience the fear and get out of the fear to see like the unknown. So when you begin seeing everything as ascended mastery, as tools allowing you to become more of who you are, then you begin to embrace fear. You begin to embrace all those triggering moments because you know those intense ones, as intense as that fear feels, on the other side, there's intense unconditional love. Know that.
Love that. Love that. And fear has been, and fear is palpable at this time, palpable everywhere. And what a great time for extreme growth for everyone to push back past that fear. And really, I just feel like it's just getting squelched by people like you and the people you're working with. And that's just the fear is getting squelched and put back into, they're just showing what used to be like the big bad, the boogeyman is now being something as they're just showing like a calm kitten in the corner. You're starting to realize there was
Totally.
nothing to fear of it.
Totally. Because we're so trained. When you're afraid something awful is going to happen, bad, there's a big boogie monster. So we create that. And see, this is like the thing that like we don't realize. We say we're infinite. We say we're creators. In our community, people say all the time, I'm a creator. Yeah, you understand the surface of what that means. Because if you honestly know that you are a creator, then you know you can create anything that you desire. That if you are in a state of fear right now, creating the idea of fear, you can create the idea of bliss like that.
That's I love that right there. They're saying that's the key. You hit on something so key. If you can create fear, you can create the magic, you can create the love, you can create all of the abundance, you can create the world you're looking for. When
Yes.
you learn to step past one of those, you learn that you can create anything. And
Yes.
that's something you are helping so many people with.
Totally. But in order for you to know that you are the creator and to really believe you're the creator, you need to begin redefining Mother Jesus, Krishna, Buddha, all the if like you grew up religious, that those things are outside of you, the key is to bring them all back into your heart and recognize that all those deities, whether Jesus, all these labels of the same energy, are all you to begin with. And the other little trick with that is value, because we have devalued ourselves so much, we don't see ourselves as Jesus. It's like part of the hate mail that I received, and like I call like hate mail, extreme hate mail. When we like dialogue back, people would say, because like I would say, I am Jesus, like Jesus is in my heart. They say, no, I'm not Jesus. Jesus is outside of me and he's out there somewhere. They literally verbatim will say that. Well, that is separation. And like from that perspective, of course, you're going to create a world of continuing that separation, that I'm going to search for Jesus. Jesus is going to come, the second coming, third coming, fourth, whatever it is. There is none of that. That third coming is awakening within yourself that, wow, what I was taught was outside of me was really all within me. And when you begin to see all those deities, whatever they are, if you're Muslim, Christian, if you're Taoist, if you're Buddhist, whatever, when you begin to realize they are within me and inside of me and are me, then you'll be able to feel the vibration, I'm the creator. And when you like resonate that I'm the creator, you realize, wow, if I'm creating this, I can create that. You are a creator. Creator isn't just like there's like only positive creator and like negative. Creator is creator of all. So if you're creating a reality you don't prefer, you can definitely create a reality that you do prefer. But then the other level of like ascended mastery is, even though I choose to create a reality I don't prefer, I know that through the preference that I don't prefer this reality, that I'm also ascending through it. That's the next level of appreciating and valuing everything that goes on in my life. Not only from the way that society said, if you're having a good life, if you're successful, if you're happy, if you're in shape, if you look good, if you're this, then you're ascending. But if you're like really going through trauma, if you lost your husband, if you have cancer, if you have this, if you have whatever, if you feel ashamed, ooh, you're broken, there's like something wrong with you. That's the next level of ascended mastery, is realizing even that portion that my society said is not ascended mastery is truly ascended mastery. That's how you bring the value of everything that goes on in your life. That's when you begin to have like a life review. I've been talking about a life review in the past few months. like through my channeled messages with my clients, I've been walking them through to have the opportunity to review like your life, anything that you can remember. And it's not about remembering specific things, whatever you can remember, like right now from point zero when you were born up to now, begin to redefine every experience, joyful, unjoyful, in between, sick, whatever, unpreferred, preferred, all of that, as each point in my life, each experience allowed me to expand and was ascension and was literally expansion. Then you begin to
Yes.
see your life from a gift way that, wow, everything I experienced up to this point allowed me to expand. You begin to see the value in everything that you've lived and experienced versus only the happy moments have the value, and the unhappy moments, unpreferred, painful, sad, sick, are not of value. That's how separation again plays another part. That's how judgment, I'm judging myself. And the idea of like perfection, like you said, doesn't exist. Well, it does exist because we're all perfect. There is no state, you know, there's no state of imperfection. We are all magical beings made of, we are ingredients of God. And if you read the
Yes.
Bible and read any other, whatever, like religious, if you really comprehend what you're saying, which we don't because we've been brainwashed, what only to account. When you comprehend, you are made of the image of God. What part of that don't you understand? You are made of the image of God. In order for you to be the image of God, you have to have the ingredients of God, which means all the magic, the miracles, the magnificence, the love, the unconditional everything, the beauty, the creation that God is, you are also made of. Comprehend, like, you know, but this is how we're working with the mind to restructure those things. Sorry, I got a little like intense there. I'm like,
No,
oh
I
my
love
God.
it. I love it because you're breaking through those barriers. Because, and they want, my team is saying, just like when you watch the shows over and over and over, sometimes people, because people were getting it, we're opening ourselves up. So they need to hear it again and again. And they need to hear it sometimes in little different ways so that they can take it in, they absorb it. And they also want to, they just want to recognize, because you're bringing it in different ways, you're able to reach different people, because everybody absorbs differently, because we're all unique. So hearing it in different ways is important. And they're just saying, for you, they just want you to realize that is so important with everything you're doing, because of how you can reach other people.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. But I'm gonna receive that message f completely, fully. But I also want to know you, and I have chills again. But I also want, you know, but I also want your audience to know this. Will zoom in a second. Anyhow, there are chills,
It
believe
goes. Yep, I
me, there
see
are
it.
chills. But also, the message that you just gave me, I would like your audience like to know that this is also for them, that the way
Yes.
that they see their life, the way that they have experienced life, the way that they have been, the way that they are, the way that they are expanding, is all of it is valuable part of the ascension, like for all. So don't like look at me and say, oh, he has his life and I wish my life was like him. Or like you see your neighbor or somebody else on TV, oh, I wish my life was like, you're devaluing your life. His life or her life or like my life will only be my life and mine only, because I have specific ingredients that you don't have, and you have specific ingredients that I don't have that I will never be able to experience until I become you one day, which we can get into parallel realities, infinite realities. It gets very crazy. That's another topic, which
Mind spinner altogether.
totally we can spin it into a big thing. But this is how you begin. You need to remember that your life, your experience, all the points that you've had up to this point are of value. They are creation. They are ascension. They are integral part of the whole ascension of humanity and beyond. So like comparing and like contrasting is the other kind of trick. Within creation, there's none of that, because creation knows your facet is the one unique facet that allows the rest of the facets to be complete. So the praying mantis, like beings, like through one channel message, like for this client, gave me this beautiful, or like gave this client this beautiful, like image. They said, like, imagine you are, like a painting, right? Whatever painting that you can like imagine in your mind, whether it's abstract of flowers or whatever. And let's like assume like for a moment that this is the infinite, that the infinite is literally like that painting. When we judge, if we judge ourselves, our experience, the way we think, if we judge others, other experience, etc., you take a small square like from that painting and like you throw it into the ether. Like the next time you judge, you take a small square and like you throw it into like the ether, et cetera, et cetera. And like they said, what was once a whole painting, your whole totality, now is a painting riddled with holes, HOLES.
Got it.
The only way for us to begin to see ourselves as whole again is to bring those pieces that we judge, that we've like separated back into the painting. And you do that by going back to that experience, by like going back to the moments where I judge myself, I judge what I said, I judge my experience, I judge other people, whatever it is. You go back to it and you see it as part of creation and honor even the act of judgment as creation itself. And that's unconditional love. That even though the act of me judging myself and of others allowed me to see myself with holes, allowed me to see myself as incomplete, going back to those acts of judgments with unconditional love and speaking to that version of you that said, you know what? I judged that person, but through that act of judgment, I was able to expand because that experience itself of even like judging is expansion. When you like go back and say, you know what, I honor you like fully for who you are, and I honor you fully for what you are designed perfectly to do, because the act of judgment is that. You bring it back with love, then you bring that piece and you begin to put all those pieces into the painting that was riddled with holes to finally to be able to see yourself and remember that you are a whole being. You see your wholeness. But the trick of that is because we're infinite, there is no point where you see yourself as the whole. There is a point of view where you're whole, but that wholeness keeps expanding. So you keep putting more pieces into the bigger painting. And then you eventually kind of surrender into knowing who your wholeness is and being every piece. Because when you begin to honor with reverence that you are the small piece of that big whole, then you allow yourself to be part of that whole. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, and I love that picture, and they're saying the picture that you put out there of knowing as you judge, as you do things, you are taking parts of yourself. And as you realize you've been judging, you can examine and bring those parts back together. So I think it's a beautiful picture. And one of the things you mentioned in there is you're bringing it back to your heart. And I know with you working with the Antorians is in the praying mantis beings is the heart, the heart, the heart. How did you know? I just keep feeling like it's almost like your heart just expanding when you started working with these beings. And how did that make you feel? And where was there fear involved when that first started happening for you?
Yeah, you know, this is a really good question. So I'm because look, like for a person who's like never channeled, didn't understand aliens or any of that stuff, and like living in Washington, D.C., in the 3D, like selling real estate, like for me to wake up one day and say I speak to insectoid beings, specifically praying mantis beings, and on the back of my car, I really would love to show your audience this because I think they'll appreciate when you step into a new truth of who you are. Like, it's like the knowingness, you cannot but do what you're meant to do, right? So, I've always had cars in my life, never have I had any kind of decal. And as a realtor, it really like would have been smart to say, I sell houses, let me help you sell houses, but never, not never in my life, and I'm still not called. But when I woke up, like, what do I do? So, on like the back of my car,
Ontarian heart, man. I
channeling.
oh, channeling the is it oh, extra dimensional
Beings,
beings.
and I put spiritual guide, and I have a praying mantis, I have alien, I have Bigfoot.
I love that. I love that.
So I'm just showing the audience that I'm either freaking crazy that one day I wake up, and I have people in my car that I show them houses. The first thing they see, we can't miss that. People, ha, like you can't. And like my friend
That's like
said
boom, boom,
that, yeah. So my friend said that's not a decal, honey. That's an advertisement. I'm like, oh, I guess it is, but. So like during one of the nights where when I couldn't sleep, like this was one of like the callings that I was called to do, because I don't know how to make decals. Like I don't like how do you make decals and like where do you go? Like it was just it was like mind blowing to me. But it was one of those callings where in like the middle of the night they told me that's what you have to do, and I did. But I did all this because I had my first past life regression. This was like during like the first year when I was awakening, where I was hypnotized. The first image was of this praying mantis head that came through, this like triangular head. And when I say an image, it was like a flash. But the weird part about it, and for the first time ever, I had two awarenesses, is it was a quick flash that came and left, but then I was within that image like forever. So it was quick, but yet it was infinity all at once. It was amazing. The next image was of this long body silhouette of like 20, 30 feet high. And it looked humanoid. So it had a head, it had shoulders, and like the arms were down, and it was like really like slender and very tall. And I heard the message, "We are coming like to you in this way, in this like light aspect of a humanoid like figure, because like your mind would not be able to comprehend who we truly are if we come in our essence. But through you kind of witnessing like the light, you'll begin to I'm like to acclimate to our frequency, and then to our energy. And then as we continue working together, you'll begin to like know more and feel more, and you know." So it was like small trickles of energy. And then the last image, that was the last image that was kind of like with a mind explosion, was of this heart that was sliced, like literally sliced, 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 sliced into like forever. Within each slice, it was faceted, but like the peculiar thing is, each clear, like if you've ever seen like a crystal clear, so like this is like a small crystal like that I have. Whatever like crystal you've seen on Earth, the clarity of that heart facet was beyond imagination. Like it was intelligent and it was infinite clarity I cannot even describe. That went on. So each of the slice of the heart are all like faceted, and like within that infiniteness of all these slices, there was a grain of light. When I say a grain, like smaller than a sand, in the middle, right, of like the infinite. And I heard clearly, each and every one of you, meaning all consciousness, are so powerful that you do not need a big flame or a volcano or a big like bonfire to remind yourself of your power. All you need is a speck of your light, and that small speck, and I have chills all over my hand, and that small speck reflected off the one facet to the next to the next to the next to the next into the infinity, created like a Merkaba of light, a vehicle of light. And my chills are completely up right now.
Beautiful.
And in that moment, I knew I am heart, and I knew that I am light. And after that, my heart began like expanding, and I cannot describe to you, oh God, my chills are like completely up now. And I cannot describe to you how like continuous my heart keeps opening, and I'm realizing there is no point. My heart is completely open. It keeps open. It keeps showing me that the idea of love and unconditional love is unbounded. There is no bounds to it. And the beauty of falling into an idea of what unconditional love is allows you the key to experience the next level of unconditional love. So, and of course, for 43 years, I did not love myself. It was so easy. I help people all the time, give money, I give time, I give whatever. Like, I'm a giver. I've always been all of my life, and I was born a giver. This last year was the first time ever where I stopped giving in a sense. I mean, I didn't stop fully, but I became aware that I need to give myself and I need to be number one. It was the act of like self-love, and really like me channeling me, like truly following like this path very blindly, is my also act of being like loving to my soul, to my calling, to my what I heard, as cuckoo and wild and crazy as it may be, but it has like served me in so many ways. And the like what I witness when I'm on stage and like when I speak to people, I literally see a shield fall down, a mask fall. I see twinkles in their eyes. This is gonna sound so like what's it's gonna sound like so Disney-like, Like in
Oh,
Disney
yeah.
movies, you see twinkles and eyes, because all cartoons. I literally see twinkles in people's eyes because when they see me kind of talk about these things, or even like get up there like in a dress and being myself with a beard and everything, and with like the same voice, but being stepping outside of the bounds of what society like said you, and I see that wall, whatever it is that you muffled yourself, whatever, however you suppressed yourself that you always desired to do, to skateboard or to draw or to sing or like to be naked, to be like a naturist, or to swim, or I don't know, whatever you desired in your mind that you completely like muffled because society said you can't do,
Yeah.
I see fall down. It's the most beautiful image in with me that I'm like, because I don't ever want anyone to feel disempowered in any way. Although even as I say that, I know the act of disempowerment is also expansion and creation, and it's all, but it's just beautiful to witness the like the illusion like fall away, and people remember like, wow, I can do this. Why in hell was I afraid to do whatever I wanted to do and express myself, right? And this doesn't mean that you'll be that identity like forever. Oh, let's talk about identity. Like just for one second. We've been so taught you're a male, you're a female, you're an architect, you're this, you're a channel. I don't know. No, we're multidimensional beings. You can be a million identities at once. You can experience a million versions of yourself at once. So no more, I'm only this. Because when you say I'm only this, you're limiting yourself to only being this, and you're not experiencing all the other versions that are waiting for you to experience to become. So begin redefining yourself as a multi-dimensional being with multi-dimensional like passions and roles and wishes and like desires, you know, because corporate America, I'm going into corporate America because I really want to speak to and I want to change the way that corporations sees humans and like their employees. This whole idea of having like a label and like a title that you're a vice president and you're this and you're that and you're a male and you're whatever. You're all of it. We need to break because that's limitation. You're only allowing yourself to experience one aspect of who you are. It's time to break out and be all the versions of who you are. Be creation, because creation is always birthing and rebirthing. We are wombs of creation, guys. Each and every one of you is a womb of creation. You are a machine that you are able to create yourself in many, 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 many ways. But because we're taught we're not creators, creators are outside of us. Then you're not being the birthing machine that you are. And it's beautiful to birth yourself in many ways and to witness yourself, to grow and realize, wow. I mean, sorry, I kind of went off topic a little bit. It's just.
That's not off topic because they just want to say, my team is just saying you hit on a, such a good point because just like so many of us, we work in the 3D, as we call it, the 3D world. And they're saying sometimes that's even a limitation we're putting on ourselves by describing it as such because that world really is 5D or more than that. They're just saying it's infinite dimensions that are available to us. But everything around us, including our workspaces, how we work, how we described how we work, that is also shifting. And for you being part of that and for to let people understand that is shifting our roles. And they're saying the roles are also belief systems and we're breaking all of those paradigms. And you are helping people realize how to do that and knowing that that can be done. And I'm just hearing, and it will be done.
Totally, totally. I mean, look, I do real estate seminars too, and I do the, oh, and I didn't put my emblem, so nobody, I put my Antares emblem here, which I forgot to do today. And I dress in like cuckoo ways on like purpose, and like people like initially would like give me a look like, who in the hell is this guy? But then like once they get to know you, or like once they go like beyond, who in the hell is this guy? Then like they realize that you can see in their eyes again that wow, like because look, when we go to work, we're so taught or we're so like conditioned to put on that hat and role. But the moment each and every one of you, even the CEO of the company, the owner, every person, the moment they leave the workspace, they're back to themselves, to the human, to the insecurities, to the wishes, to the desires. Even everyone suppresses, we've been taught to suppress ourselves in so many ways. But the reality is we go into that world over suppressing ourselves, even. But the moment we leave, you're the human. So bring, the point is bring humanity, your all of who you are into the workspace. And as vulnerable as you are, the more vulnerable that you are, the more of a beacon of light that you are for others. You give them a permission to also be, to remember, wow, I'm vulnerable too. This like facade that I'm strong and I'm this and I'm that and I'm all okay and I have a great family and I have a great life and a great job. Yes, it's great. But oftentimes there's other parts that we're not showing because we're afraid to be judged. We're afraid to show all of who you are, all the facets, the beautiful, the non-beautiful. And the more that like we do that, the more that we allow the rest of our society, of our community to be and to begin to express all the versions of who we are, all those aspects. So no more suppression of who you really, really are, which is all of it. The confused, the ashamed, the embarrassed, the happy, the successful, the not. We go through all of it. We go through all these emotions. Show them every day. Be, you know?
I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
And you talked about bringing, the workplace. Do you work with the Antarian and Antarians when you are working? Do you bring them in? Do they give you messages along the way? How do the do you just have them separate? How do you separate your
No,
lives?
there is no separation here. Listen, when I step fully, listen, after like the car, you can't separate when you drive
Can't
around.
separate.
You can't, you're like you're advertising yourself. No. I talk about aliens, about all this with all my people, whether it's
Love it.
spirituality, like I'm selling real estate, like with neighbor, I'm very open because it's not that I'm trying to change you or whatever. That's who I am. Like I'm speaking who I am. I'm not speaking for any agenda to help you awaken or anything. I am who I am, and I will speak whatever spirit feel like, and I trust what needs to come through as cuckoo and weird and off. Like, I just say it. Like, oftentimes I could be like a CVS, and I hear something, and I tell somebody, I'm like, I would tell them that I talk to spirits, and I have a message, like for you, and like oftentimes they are open to it, and like there are times they aren't, and I honor their journey.
Yes.
One thing to your audience, like just like so they know. So I've always started all of my life, and I use the word and I use the word like a lot to help me transition. Because if I don't, I'll go When I began channeling was my first like time in like 42 years when I didn't start it, and that was my fuel. I just want to kind of say that like to the public, that was my fuel. Because like for a stutterer, like to be on stage and speak is the last place you want to be. For a
Yeah.
starter, like to be on Zoom is the last place you want to be. Like for a starter, to speak to the public, even out on the street, is the last place you want to do. Because all my life in school, I had traumatic like experience where I couldn't speak. I would and so it was a big part of my life that I tried to fix and work with, and it wouldn't work, and I still stutter. But when I channel, when I'm in the channel state, I'm fluent. I've had
Nice.
thousands of channeling sessions, never started in the channeling state. So I just wanted to point that out. I don't know why, but you know, because I know when I like use the word when I use the word like for me, like it's like my trick, my small bridge before I stutter. But like you guys don't know that, but I just wanted to be kind of extra vulnerable, like with your audience, to know that it's okay. And even my stuttering, really, I really like realized it was my ascension. Because the fact that when I was a child I wouldn't talk much, right, for a reason, because I like didn't want to stutter, allowed me to go inside in the silence. So the
Yes.
non-speaking allowed me to go within, and perhaps we're speaking with, I guess, telepathically or like energetically. It opened up other ways of what communication is. That communication is not only verbal. It
Yes.
comes in many ways, but like they also told me that like there's so much energies coming through me that my mind isn't able to like to process it. That all the breakages of the words, it's just the mind, the like physical mind isn't able to process such energy, and that's okay. That's part of my journey in life and my ascension. So.
I just want to say something. I'm just hearing from my team for you, and there's other people out there who stutter and who have that. They're just telling me now, they're saying that a lot of you have to realize that sometimes the stuttering happened because you were receiving so much information that you couldn't get it out fast enough. And they just want you to realize to look at it as what a gift because you actually were receiving it. They're just showing like you, others that stutter, they're just filling themselves up with knowledge, with information, and just filling their whole body. It's almost like they're showing like when water goes out of something and it starts gurgling, it's because you have so much within you. And so they're saying to look at all of you as what beautiful, they're just calling beautiful beings that you have so much within you, it's gurgling out.
Thank you. Chills again. Thank you. Thank you. I will receive. Yeah, and we're all conduits, guys. We're all channels. Just as an FYI, no one learns how to channel. So like in our channeling class, we don't teach you how to channel. We help you remember that you are already a channel. Two different things.
Love that.
Because we do channel. We always have channeled since you were a kid. We're just not taught that's what it is. You know, so we're
Absolutely.
all conduit for the divine. We're all conduit for, and we all have access to everything. And like the key to our channeling class, for example, is to allow you to remember that the wisdom is within you. It's not for you to come back to me and have a channeling session with me. I don't want to, I mean, I would love to do a channeling session. I want you to rely on you because the wisdom is within you. The knowledge is within you. The love is within you. The ascension, everything, all of creation is within you already. We just forgot that it is, and we're on top of that taught it's not within us. So we believe what we're taught. So it's just, and it's so empowering when you begin to rely on you and on your team and on your guidance, right? Because like when I first awoke, I listened to Bashar. You know, I listened to him for a year and a half. He was the first channel that came to my vibration and the only channel like that I felt called to listen to. But yeah, but then after a year and a half, I just stopped. I had to rely on my own messages and my own ways of how the messages like need to come. And like last year, I kind of struggled with like what the mantises like wanted to bring through because I disempowered humanity in my mind. Because like a lot of the stuff they were speaking of was very expanded and very grand, like beyond. Like you have to really surrender and be able to go beyond the surface of the words, but I understood them and I just knew them because they downloaded them in me. It's like a knowingness. But I like resisted like to share that because I said I'm not sure if like people are able to understand what I'm saying. And it was my kind of disempowering of humanity. Recently, I've like reshifted that and I'm re-empowering humanity. That no, because like they said they said it on the big stage in a very kind of stern way. Like normally they're very like sweet and nice, but sometimes they're stern. They're like, we are not gonna come here and use old ways of thinking, old paradigms, old tools to help you understand the more. We are gonna bring you the more. We're gonna bring new ways of thinking, new ideas that your mind may and if may in the beginning, like struggle like to understand with. We want to bring that vibration is with because these are new tools to allow you to understand like the beyond. So I needed to surrender into really being like the conduit to share the information how it's meant to come, not having it filtered through my mind whether humanity can receive it or not, because that's disempowerment. So but I want everyone to have access to that because I mean everyone does. I want everybody to remember they do because from that space you become the creator again, and you get to choose through your free will to create anything you desire. It's that
And
simple.
that's something you did by stepping into the praying mantis and allowing, I just hear, allowing them to come through you to work with you. And how did that transition of you saw them and then knowing you needed to speak what they wanted to say?
Yeah, so listen, after that like first past life regression, I was so excited. I ran out of it. I texted a million of my friends. I know who I am. Like it's crazy that I say that because now I know I'm all of it. I'm not just the praying mantises. But at that point, I was so asleep and I was so kind of searching who I am that the fact they came in so viscerally in that knowingness, I'm like, I emanate from the praying mantises. I was first born as a praying mantis, or however I initially said it. But that fueled the next step of the journey, you know, of that I come from somewhere. Because like at times I knew my mom and dad, like the like the biological like ones, I know that I came like from them, but I still had a feeling I came from more than them. But who are the more than them? And like at that point it was like the praying mantis. And when I knew that, I kind of like invited them in. I'm like, okay, this is it. And it wasn't even an invite because I knew I was them. I just wanted to speak to them, and I wanted to be like Bashar and like all these other people. And like that's where I kind of learned not to be like Bashar, really. I needed to be me. I needed to be what the mantis wanted me to be. And like that just I fell into it quite fast, and I kind of surrendered. But the moment that I didn't stutter, and the first time where I practiced, because I took a channeling class, and I was the first, and I was the first one that like raised his hand to because look, when you're like in a channeling class, when you haven't channeled before, you're very insecure, you don't believe,
Absolutely.
and you're not gonna do it in front of like six other people on Zoom, and everybody was disempowered. But like I like somehow raised my hand, I'll give it a try. But the moment that I did it is when I didn't stutter for the first time in 42 years, and that all I needed to know. Like for me to try to stop stuttering all these years, and I tried every second of the day for 43 years, 42 years, the fact that it happened gave me, in a sense, whatever just happened, I don't care if you call it channel, whatever label you put on it, was my gift for me and my miracle, and I'm gonna run with it. So that gave me kind of like the courage to continue on this path, not knowing where it's gonna lead. Really, I had no idea where I was gonna be. I didn't see myself on stage, really. Of course, because my stuttering, and I didn't like aspire to be a motivator. I would never have called myself like a motivational speaker ever. Like it never was my thing. All unfolded out of just allowing things to unfold and trusting the flow, and just, I don't know, and really like living what they say like through me, and really going beyond the words, right? So like the dress, so like the most recent thing is me like wearing dresses, right? So let me show you like a few for your like for your audience. I think they'll get a kick out of it just because it's fun. And it's not because I have the desire like to wear a dress, but this is just to like allow. So this is one dress, which is like the sun dress I call.
Oh, very cool.
It's these pleated cool things.
Very cool.
On stage speaking, it just allows people to break the paradigm of what's right and what's not right and what society said you could be or that you cannot be. And I have a few other dresses that are here. I'll show you guys later. But it's all allowing me. Has nothing to do with the audience or the people. Allowing myself to be creation. If I'm creation and I'm birthing myself in so many ways, I want to experience that through, at least now, through the act of clothing. Which, like, for the longest time, I didn't care about clothing. I love hoodies. I like wear hoodies all day long, And I liked suits at one point when I, and I hate suits. I don't hate. I just don't prefer suits anymore. It's very, it's, I just want to be myself and whatever energy I'm, but it's all allowing yourself to be, to express. And it could be anything. It could be like drawings on your face. It could be your nails. It could be art. It could be like poetry. It could be like you sing every day. It could be like you write a coffee book or like you or like you create oracle cards. Just allow yourself to express. It like doesn't mean to create like a business out of it. That's the other thing. We get so caught up. I'm gonna
Love
create
that.
something to make money. No, allow yourself just to be. It could be just for one day, for a few hours, and then like you're done, and like you're on to the next thing. The point is, as you express all these infinite versions of you, you allow yourself the opportunity to feel and be who that version is, and by doing that, you become the infinite.
Love that.
You
Love
know?
that. And so there's a lot going on worldwide, a lot
Yeah.
going on in the world as a whole, bringing a lot of fear in.
Yeah.
What does a praying mantis say about us as humanity going forward? Is there hope for us? Because I hear a lot of people asking, is there hope for us?
I'm cringing because it's like, what do you mean? Is there hope for us? How can you say, is there hope for you?
Love it.
We say, is there hope for us? It's because it's really coming from a disempowered state, from a separate state. The praying mantis beings and many other beings view humanity as the biggest gift for creation, because we're one of the few. of the many that chose to go into deep darkness, to really forget who we are. And it takes an ascended master to do that. And I have chills all over my hands.
Love it. Yep.
It takes ascended mastery to really choose to live a life of complete forgetfulness of who you are. And through that darkness, through that forgetfulness, you get back, you remember the infinite of who you are. And the other token of that is, as my 3D mind is like really joking now, is that we've lived a life of so infinite. Yes. We've been all of it, that we're like, you know what, I'm over that. Let me go the other side, which is this. It takes an ascended master. They view us and many other beings and as ascended masters, and they, and through our experience, guys, what like you don't realize, this is how we revalue, bring the value back to where we are now. Through our forgetfulness and trauma and experience and everything that we've gone through, when you remember that you are interconnected with everything, that there is never a point of disconnection between us and all the other beings and consciousness and the infinite, by us living this life, we are feeding back the collective of all this information, and it's allowing source itself to expand through our experience. But because we live in a separate like definition that we are separate than the rest, mm-hmm. we are unable to comprehend that my value as this life, this all the stories I'm living since I was born until I pass on, that all of those things that I experienced are literally being fed into the matrix of creation. You allow creation to expand through you. So when you remember that you are interconnected with all, then you begin seeing the value that everything I'm going through, whether through the illusion of like judgment is good or bad or whatever, is allowing the creator, the it, the all, the whole energy to expand. You're like, wow, I am part of it. It's just another level of like being and living, another like level of valuing your life, not no more this, not anymore this valuing. I make up word, guys, by the way, and I love it. This
love
this
it.
Valuing your life. That's the other thing. Like, right. So, anyways, so remembering that you are Jesus and Krishna and Buddha and all of it, and that you are interconnected with the fabric of creation. Like, listen to this. We are always interconnected with the fabric of creation. There is never a point where we are disconnected. There is never a point that there is no connection, because in reality, there's only one creator, that ball, that energy, whatever you want to call it, that like consciousness, that intelligent thing. But through that intelligence itself, it's creating all those realities and all those illusions of separation, but they're only an illusion, guys. Mm-hmm. So when you remember that you are interconnected with all, and when you begin valuing your life here and say like, you know what, everything I've gone through, my whole story is allowing my grander self. Because what are we trying to remember again? That we are that big intelligence. But when you begin to say that my story here is giving value to the big intelligence, because it's giving the opportunity to expand through my story, then you're like, wow, I love my freaking life. And it's all expansion to begin with. There's no more I wish a life like her or him, or there's no more comparing and contrasting. There's then falling into who you actually are and valuing it fully, that it allowed the all to grow with it.
I love that, complete joy in honoring who you are. What a beautiful, beautiful way to tell people and for them to understand how very important they are and what a huge role people are playing here right now with all of the changes on this earth. And everything you're doing is absolutely amazing. I just feel just such love coming from the other side from you and such support. And I am in awe of you. So thank you for all you do.
I love you, honey. I'm a reflection of you, as you know that. I'm your mirror showing you what's already inside of you, what's already is here comes the stuttering, is part of you. But we are all ingredients of the divine, guys. We are literally the ingredients, the particles. We're the dust, the cosmic dust of all. It's within us. And we are the most intelligent beings ever created. Our physical body is the most advanced biological entity you can ever encounter. And the government knows about that, by the way. That's another topic, conspiracies, and what we'll get into. But we're not taught we are. So we like create diseases through like disempowerment. We go to doctors, we take pills, we do this, we do that, because we don't believe that our body is literally the healer of all healers. It's the most intelligent being you can ever fathom. And when you begin vibrating from that perspective and believing and knowing that you are, literally create miracles. Like, I'm not kidding, you will create miracles. We are the Merkabas, we are the Stargates. I had a question. I was on this like, it was like an 11-day panel with all kinds of channels all over the world, and like the host asked a question like to the praying mantises as I was in that channeling state. Like, he was asking about Stargates, like where are the Stargates on Earth and blah blah blah. And like they answered him in magical, like in magical ways. And like, you have to understand, I don't think in these terms. Like, I know that it's them because I'm like, no way on earth that came from my mind. Like, I don't read books. I've never, like, I really don't read books, so I just don't have that big bank of information of things. But like they said, because of the definition of humanity that it lives like separate than all, because of separation, experience everything else as like separate. So when you look at the moon or like the sun or like stargates or this or that, you're experiencing it as a big physical object because you have separated yourself from it. They said, yes, there are stargates in Antarctica, in Egypt, you know, all over the world, in Bermuda, but you're experiencing the idea of stargate from the separation aspect of creation. But when you reintegrate yourself as all, you will realize that the only Stargate that ever exists is your heart. Our heart is the Stargate of all, creating all the other Stargates that seem to be outside of us through the definition of us being separate and limited than all.
Wow,
It's
that
crazy.
is beautiful and powerful and empowering to so many people, to so many people. And I can't thank you enough for sharing that with so many here. And I know we're getting, I want to honor your time. I know we're getting down there. We start going, and it's like it just goes.
I know, I know. We should have a second session. We should have like episode two.
Absolutely. And but I do want, you had mentioned you have the unique praying mantis crystal skulls. And I know you wanted to talk about that, and I wanted to give you time to do
My God,
that.
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, so I have okay. It's like one thing to place the decal on like the back of your car as like you're driving in Washington, D.C., saying I speak to insectoid beings. It's another thing to go ahead and begin a small business of the only praying mantis skulls in the world. Well, I have eight like skull, like regular skulls, right? Like crystal skulls.
Oh,
And
yes.
they're like quite expensive. Each one's like $800 or a thousand. They're big or whatever. And like when I went online, like one day, when I like began connecting like with a praying mantis being, I was convinced there's gonna be a praying mantis skull out there. Literally, like I'm going looking on YouTube. I mean on eBay or Amazon, and I couldn't find any. I'm like, I couldn't find. No one on earth makes them. So what do I do? Is the universe like send me the, I don't know anything about stones. I never was attracted to stones. I really don't know the properties. I'm learning all that. And I'm like, I need a carver. I don't know how to find a carver. Out of the blue of Facebook, I don't even know how this happened. This guy like texts me. He says, like, I'm in Indonesia and I do this and da da da. And like, you know, I carve things. And like literally out of the blue.
Wow.
Yeah. So I have a whole conversation with him and I say, look, like this is all about spirituality. All the stones have to be natural, no dyeing, no oil, no nothing. However Mother Earth made the stone, you grab it, like you carve it, and that's all you do. Don't add this, don't add that. That's against what I would like to make. And he began making these beautiful, beautiful praying mantis crystal skulls. Now, as you know,
Wow.
everything is consciousness, everything like is intelligence, right? So all these skulls are a beautiful permission slip. You know, I always tell my people, you know, because I don't want them to disempower like themselves. You don't need any of these stones, any skull. You don't need any of that because it's all within you. But if you're on your journey to remember that you are a powerful being and you are like looking for tools to help you, a small excuse, in your story to help you like remember. Like these crystal skulls will be, so this is actually
Right.
glass, because I wanted to change also the consciousness like of glass. Like glass is a beautiful consciousness too, and they're very vibrant colors, and you know. So I have a new shipment being arrived today, actually. So all
Nice.
these, yeah. So all these crystal skulls are handmade in Indonesia, like not like carved by machines, hand carved, all natural, and you can embed them. I mean, I can embed them with all kinds of codes to help you heal, to help you expand, to help you connect with your guides. But the idea is for you to be able to do that on your own. And I always preface that you don't need any of those because everything is, you're the creator. But if you need something on your journey to help you expand and be more and heal, etc., like these beautiful consciousness be their consciousness. These conscious beings can be a beautiful tool to help you, like remember that you are infinite, that you are powerful. And you can begin having like dialogues with them. You can ask them. They can be your assistants to do anything, anything you want them to do.
I
What a
love that.
gift. I know,
That's what they and I just keep hearing and seeing. They're just showing how they, your praying mantis, were working using their magic and your magic together to bring everything together to get these created. And they are a beautiful way for people to connect because we are physical beings, and to have that physical presence in front of you to see it and to connect into it. And I know everything you receive, that energy is going everywhere, and you're infusing that energy within these. So know that is a way for an easier connection when you're learning to trust yourself, when you're learning to do that. It's a beautiful, and they're my team is also saying, even when you have learned it, to touch them and to feel them, because so many people experience them here in the heart or here in the head. And this is a great way to have that physical aspect as we are. So thank you so much for doing that.
thank you, my love. And they're super affordable. Like these are the medium size, and they're like $100. And I used to make big ones for 200. I may not like make big ones anymore because these you can carry with you. Like you can travel with them. It's cool. And I really want to make it affordable, right? Because like not every like you know can afford $800 or $1,000 skull. And it's not about that. I just want people to get re-empowered. So, yeah, thank you
It's
for.
the connection, and you are helping to do that. So thank you so much. And I know I want to be cognizant. I think we are over our time, and I know I got to get you out of here. So I want to thank you so much, Tony, for being here. And I want to encourage everyone again, go to his website. It's TONIGHAZI.com. Go to his website, and it'll take you to all of the other social media he's on. And he has the individual session, coaching sessions, channeling. You can learn how to channel and check out his retreats and everywhere he's going to be. Those are all on his events on his website too. So make sure to check that out. He has some amazing, amazing events coming up, and I hope you can join him. So is there, Tony, is there anything else you'd like to say before we close and I get you out of here and into your going on the
Oh,
journey?
oh goodness. Thank you. Thank you. No, I mean, just like other than the fact that it challenge yourself tomorrow when you wake up in the morning, and I'm getting chills again, to begin seeing every consciousness that you are able to witness with your eyes. And when I say every consciousness, I'm going to repeat human, plant, a frog, the road, a mountain, the cloud, the sun, a car, a tire, I don't care. All of it is consciousness. All of it is an illusion of creation. Begin and experiences what you witness, everything you witness that other people are doing, what they're saying on TV, whatever. Begin challenging yourself and define a new story that I live in my own world of ascended masters all around me.
No.
Because literally the chills are high.
I've got the chills.
Every being out there, every consciousness out there, literally is a mirror reflecting back to you what you are unable to see within you. And what a beautiful gift to live in a world, to live a life where you have all of this information reflecting back to you that you're unable to see within you. Like, what a gift you gave to yourself. And I swear to you, I swear to you, I swear to you, from that perspective, when you challenge, and it may take like a few tries, right? Because we're so brainwashed not to see it that way, but that's okay. It's all part of it. Try and just test. And believe me when I say you'll begin to see like miracles. Things will begin to shift. A new version of you will begin to shift. You'll get signs. You may see 11155. You may see some, and you will always being bombarded by messages. A truck may drive by with a word on it. You may see like a license plate. A song may play, and in one word or one sentence, crazy stuff will begin happening. Allowing you like to remember that you're shifting, you're beginning to be aware. Because we have been in such a limited and we've been so taught to be separate than others, we're unable to see the messages from all these ascended masters that are sending to us every breath that we take. Challenge yourself, challenge yourself, challenge yourself, because in reality, all those people out there, the leaf, every consciousness is really you to begin with. There is no separation. It's another version of you living itself from that perspective, from that vibration, from that frequency, so it can learn that side of the equation. You're one side, they're the other side. And when you really begin like knowing that everything I see outside of me is really me, how can you not unconditionally love the other parts of who you are? No way on earth you cannot. But there's the intellect aspect of understanding they're me, and there's the knowing aspect that they are me. So I would like you to get to the knowing aspect of it. But part of it is to go through the intellect and redefine and restructure the intellect to fall into the knowingness that every consciousness outside of me is actually me, living that part of the equation to allow source to experience the infinite. They are part of the infinite. You are part of the infinite. The leaf is part of the infinite. The animal is part of the infinite. The cloud is a part of the infinite. Our whole universe is a part of, our whole like collection of humans is part of the infinite. Our Mother Earth is, et cetera, et cetera. That's the most beautiful gift you can ever give yourself. And I will end on that note, my love.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And Tony, that is so important for people to hear because we are in a whole new world and a world of understanding who we are, and you're helping people and those, the Antarians, the praying mantis beings are working through you to bring those messages. And I'm just hearing when people doubt if anything is, are you really connecting? This isn't something you would have normally got into. You would have normally been talking about any of this. This is something coming from another consciousness, another being that is coming in, helping us, remembering who we are, another master being coming in to help us. And the master beings are working together. And what a beautiful world when we're all working together. And thank you for bringing them in because there are so many out there that are unique and individual, and you have tapped into one very unique individual. They're saying almost a classification of beings that you have tapped into. So thank you for bringing them forward.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. And allow yourselves to connect with your own beings. That's the thing. So all the beings that we know, like in our life right now, if it's Sasani, if it's Pleiadian, if it's Mantis, if it's this, if it's Arcturian, if it's like Andromeda, those are a small little blip of a lot. There's new beings that are coming online, but they're waiting for you to connect with them. And you may be the next voice for that society, for that civilization. And that's how you begin to expand. You could be the voice of Mother Mary, of G, whatever. All these are labels of the same thing, right? It's all the same thing. So allow your voice to be heard. Really, be beyond anything else, allow you to hear your own voice. And when I say voice, it's not just the voice, this sound. It's your thoughts, it's your feeling, it's your desire, it's the quenched thirst that you have. It's your soul speaking to you in so many ways. Communication comes in many ways, guys. It's not what we're taught. There's many ways of communicating. You can communicate with colors, with frequencies, with vibration. I mean, I was shown a being, like for a client that was all like made out of mirrors, right? And like they're all dangling mirrors. As these beings walk, the way that they communicate is through the sound of the mirrors as they dangle. The way that they go ting, 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 ting is how they communicate to each other. I saw like this being, they were all colors, and it's almost like a like chameleon, how they kind of change like their color. Their whole merging and the shifting color is how they communicate to each other, like words and feelings and desires. Are like being communicated through like color frequencies. And I saw like another being that was made all out of crystals. It's like this, right? Like you see how crystallized like this is inside of it.
Yes.
But the way that they communicate it is through light reflections within their body. So as the light enters their body, as it reflects off of the many facets within their body, is how they communicate back to each other. Crazy ways, no way on earth my mind could have even fathomed. But the point is, we all have our own beings that we're trying to bring online. Like whether you're a channel or you just I'm like listening to them, or you just like trusting, but it all begins by hearing your voice first. This 3D voice, it begins here, that allows the opening, the remembrance to all. And
I
we're,
love that.
yes.
Yeah,
And sorry, I just want to say, and we're all made of love, and we're all made of light. There's none of us that isn't made of those two ingredients, period. I don't care what the illusion is, Hitler, Trump, all the bad people of like society, all of them are made of love, are made of light, period. It's just the illusion of they're not allows us to experience a version of them that is not. We're all made of the same source, guys. All of us are made of the same God. We just are. That's it. And when you begin to vibrate from that frequency and see that you're surrounded by gods everywhere around us helping us, like, wow, what a beautiful world we're in. Because like you said earlier, like what do the mantis, or like do they have hope for humanity? Like they're laughing. What do you mean do you have hope? You're all ascended masters running around playing these games that you're not ascended masters. Like the idea of hope doesn't even exist here, because you're the most ascended masters of all.
Love that part of it, and I knew it would get them riled up a little bit because my team was laughing when they said it too, and they're like,
Totally, I know, and I could feel it. It's like, hope, but
zing it up a little bit with it, because I know there's people out there that are wondering, is there hope? And I've heard it so many times, and they're like, bring that up.
Of course, of course, of course. And like part of it to begin to realize what we're saying and
Yes.
what we are creating as we are saying. Oftentimes, like the praying mantises, when people ask them like a question, they bring them back to the way they pose the question. Do we have hope for humanity? Why wouldn't you have hope for humanity?
Right.
And as you say, do we have hope for humanity? You are creating a version of humanity that perhaps does not have hope. So be careful what you are creating. Creation happens with words, with breath, with desire, with everything, with every heart, with intention. Like this is how much we don't comprehend that we are creators. That even
Yes.
by posing a question that seems to be a question, that's a creation of a reality.
Yes. And that's super important, especially now, to really pay attention to the words you're using. It's so important as we go forward. And I thank you so much, Tony. And I know I got to get you out of here.
We're good, we're good.
But so I just want to remind everyone again, and I thank you so much, Tony, for being here. And make sure to check out his website. It's Tony, and then it's Ghazi, but it's GHAZI, and it's TONIGHAZI.com, and those links will be down below. And I just want to thank you so much again, Tony, for your time, sharing your knowledge, sharing the praying mantis beings. They are beautiful, sharing those messages of love and hope to all of us. And thank you so much again. And I just want to let everyone know, make sure to watch the next episodes of Edge Talk Radio. They are the first and third Wednesdays of the month at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you missed any past episodes, you can listen to the downloadable podcast or watch the interviews on the YouTube channels. And I just want to thank all of you again. Thank you all for listening, expanding, and amplifying our universe together. And have an absolutely amazing day.